Hey there, guys and gals, pals and palettes. It's that time. It's time for the Activist Podcast. On today's show, I talk about a callback that I had. I lament about last weekend's performances, and I give my predictions for this weekend's shows, and I give thanks. Are you ready? Let's get started. Today is November 25th, Thanksgiving Day of 2010. So happy Turkey Day to you. Are you stuffed? Have you eaten your fill of everything on the dinner table? I think I did, and then some. What did you do for your holiday? Were you dreading having the family dinner? Is it something you maybe look forward to? Or is it just another Thursday for you and you don't celebrate? More often than not, I tend to find that Thanksgiving stresses me out because I always have to cook something. So it's not one of my favorite holidays. And even this year I tried prepping and that didn't seem to really work. As you may have noticed, it's a little quieter today, only because it's a little later in the evening than I usually record. So, you know, everyone tends to eat a little differently during Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving at my family's home always had a ham, a turkey, along with stuffing or dressing, if you prefer the term, canned cranberry sauce. I know, canned, right? Ugh. Although it's still kind of tasty. I don't know. Maybe it's just a childhood memory growing up or something. But also potato salad and macaroni salad, both of which are staples at every holiday. And of course, there are dinner rolls and gravy and some other things. The only constant is that dinner is always late. Always. You can imagine my surprise when I walk into my mom's house and not only is dinner done and everyone's eating, but there's side salad, there's corn, as well as a veggie tray. The newness of it all kind of threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that. So I walk in with the requested potato salad and a new dish of cranberry apple dressing made from scratch. Oh yeah. However, my family is so cautious of new stuff that I was smart and only brought a little bit of it. Oh, they liked it all right. I just hope they don't expect it for every holiday. After hanging out at my mom's house for a little while, my friends came over to my apartment and we had a little Thanksgiving potluck of our own. It consisted of all kinds of various stuff, but all of it was fantastic. So delicious and yummy, oh my goodness. I was kind of ecstatic that the sangria that I made after I remembered to add the simple syrup turned out to be pretty darn good. It didn't hurt that my buddy Tom made this bizarre concoction with water and I believe it was Crystal Light and vodka. Quite tasty, especially when you mixed it with the sangria because the citrus went really well with the apples and the grapes and everything that was in it. So yum, yum. And yum some more. So therefore, my friend Sarah and I have decided that the week after Christmas, when the nursery's closed and her cafe is closed up in San Bruno, we will do one a day where we drink one of these big old gallons of sangria every day for the week.
I go to sleep. And I try to think of all the times we've had. But it's not enough to know that unless you pull through, we know that it's hard, hard. And so I'll sing on the softer side, and I'll try to bring what only love can do. But it's not enough to go through the motions you do. What you have to, we know that it's hard, hard. To you I am, to you I am, to you I am eternally grateful. Oh, sleep on, sleep on, sleep on, my friend. Be in peace nearly all my life, but it's hard.
That was Jody Natt with a song called Eternally Grateful from the Podsafe Music Network. So, last week was fun-ish. Work was a madness as we tried to prep for the onslaught of fresh-cut Christmas trees. In addition to work at the nursery, there were also callbacks for West Valley Light Opera's production of 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Now, I hear there was quite the turnout, and the casting has been difficult. I know a big congratulations go out to Ness Fregoso and Sean Bender so far, but I don't know if I should have just said that. While Spelling Bee was going on in Saratoga, I was in San Jose attending the callbacks for Teatro Vision's production of Bless Me Ultima. I tried to be seen at the regular auditions, but I was told just to come to callbacks. In a way, I'm grateful that you know, having worked with them before, they like my work. But I feel like that put me at a disadvantage. I mean, yay, again, that they do like me. But not getting the chance to read with the full pool of auditionees, they didn't give me a chance to glimpse how they were looking at the characters of the show as far as appearance goes. All the characters I read for, strangely enough, were figures of authority. One was a priest that uses religion to scare kids. The other one was a father who felt boxed in by the decisions that he's made. And I kind of felt intimidated because there were plenty of men in the waiting room that really looked more like those parts than I did. Of course, it doesn't help that I was so much shorter than most everyone else. The results will be coming soon, and I will definitely let you know what's going down. And on to show news. This past weekend of White Christmas was a little nutty, for sure. Friday night, many of my coworkers from Yamagami's were in the audience, and all I could think about was, will they behave themselves? The week before, I kept getting told by different co-workers that during the dressing room scene where I have a costume change on stage and I happen to be in my boxers for a moment, they were going to yell out things like, where's the thong, or do catcalls, and it made me really nervous and kind of anxious. So I did, of course, warn Sean that that might happen, so don't get thrown by it. Luckily, they were a proper audience, and they all agreed that the show was a ton of fun. So I am very grateful for that, especially since they're sponsors. Saturday was was a big tease. Thanks to a massive storm that included hail, lightning, and thunder, the latter two, which I do not like at all, the power of the theater went out. Luckily, the show hadn't started yet, and the audience still climbed into their seats, thanks to the emergency lights. They waited so nicely until about 8:20, when the producers asked the cast to come on stage and hang out with them. Our conductor thought it would be fun to perform a song or two while we waited, so with the crew holding flashlights so the orchestra could see the music, we sang the finale of the show and kind of danced around in a silly manner. And the audience really responded to it. We have added a second show for this Saturday, which would be the 27th. So now we have a double header. Woohoo! I'm actually excited about it. Of course, once I have to put on those sweaty costumes on Saturday night, I'll be a lot less thrilled. Sunday for me was, it was a hot tranny mess, to be honest. I first felt, I felt just kind of blah that day, but I still tried to use all my energy for the show. I just couldn't climb out of that feeling, but I smiled and sang and danced like there was nowhere else I would rather be. The crowd was quiet, but appreciative, which is usually the case for a Sunday matinee crowd. Now, my predictions for this weekend is sheer energetic chaos. Saturday matinee will be a nice slow roast, if you will, while the evening show will be a super hot sear provided in two acts. Of course, as you know, those are cooking terms. I figured since it's Turkey Day, why not go with it? I can't think of any other analogies. I think not having a Friday show, everyone will be antsy and really amped to get going. Kind of like we're jonesing for a fix. And then Sunday will be a cool, suave, final shot of holiday cheer with everyone leaving with a big smile on their faces. Which, of course, is how we like it.
To place our stone.
This song was called Thanks by Jordan Martin, also available via the PodSafe Music Network. Since this is Thanksgiving, I feel it's only fitting to take some time and say why I'm thankful. This year started out with a pink slip that didn't get resolved until the end of July. Thanks to an incredibly lucky friendship with one kind-hearted lady named Poliaki, I was able to get a job at the nursery. Then somehow, fate once again stepped in and helped me try and help West Valley Light Opera by Yamagami's becoming a sponsor of White Christmas. Then, through a strange turn of events, I was asked to step into a really fun role, and that's where this year has gone. I have to bow down to the universe, who has been a huge part of me getting to this exact point in time. It's given me an amazing group of wonderful friends who keep me grounded and grateful. They know I'm joking when I talk about my own greatness. I don't really have that kind of attitude. I don't understand ego. I believe it takes something away from one's performance. Like it's one more piece of baggage that you have to try and dance with. It does nothing for me. It only hinders. So I really don't understand it. Especially if it's unwarranted or unearned. I think it's okay to be proud of your work, but like all feelings, it fades in light of the next feeling. I'm grateful to be in love. It's a love that's lasted 14 and a half years, and I can't imagine what life would be like without it. I'm grateful to my family. When times were darkest for me, they rallied to my rescue, letting me feel like it's okay to ask them for help. Lastly, I'm grateful to my body. While it's not the perfect body, it has stayed strong for me in spite of bad diet, poor sleeping habits, and overall wear and tear. I'm grateful to the voice inside this body that has let me be heard at times when I needed to be heard. I'm grateful to my heart that is open to accepting each emotion and letting me feel it wash over me, informing me that yes, I am alive. And I'm grateful for you, for taking the time out of your day to let some random stranger rant and rave about this and that. And I truly, truly appreciate it. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice that it's a little tired. So this is going to be a super short podcast, which in a way is a great thing, because then you can get back onto your day. Again, thank you for listening. You can reach me at jerry@theactivist.com. I will definitely have show notes and links to the artists that I featured on the show at theactivist.com. You can find me on Facebook at Jerry the Activist, where you can always be a friend. So until next time. For all my friends with auditions, callbacks, performance, gigs, shows, break a leg. For everybody else, get out there and enjoy some live theater or a live performance of your choosing. Until next time, my name is Jerry. I am grateful, and I am the activist.
My voice now, God, then won't you take this song to be a gift of love? I hope you hear me say thank you for the sun and thank you for the stars, for all that you have done and for all the things you are. May you know I have a grateful heart. All I've got, then
Now I tell you, God, I'm grateful, and in all of the world around me, thank you for the sun, and thank you for the moon, for all that I've become, and for all that I've been through. May you know this grateful heart's for you. You found me in the night when my life was filled with pain, and you reached me with your light, and your angels kept me safe. Now I find you in the skies and within the falling rain. You are hidden in all life and in every breath I take. And now that I have seen, never be the same, and you will have a grateful heart in me. And if I should stumble once again, fall in darkness without end, on your grace I will depend. And when I heal, I'll say, thank you for the hurt, and thank you for my pain, and thank you for this life, and how it's opened me in ways it made me see a grateful heart in me. Now I see a grateful heart.